distance, so he's going to have to create something. It's going to be tough with the 1,000-foot MoDOT line of sight somewhere. I'm going to have to create some kind of entrance in there. I don't know how that's going
to
look.
And that would all be stipulated by MoDOT to grant a...
Yeah.
Now, is it possible to come in off of the 160 side for them?
I think it is. That, again, you've got to, you know, I'd have to look back at an aerial here.
Towards
he owns that, so I assume he has an easement to get on there. He could possibly create something else.
I didn't know if that back property line afforded a smooth enough area to come back.
Well, it looks like you might be right. You know, you could come in even over here and look, you kind of got it. Well, you got a ravine there, though.
That would have to come across the other way that is blocked. So, I mean, possibly could be two entrances, one for the east side and west side,
mm-hmm.
or north and southwest, kind of the way it's turned.
Yeah, that's something MoDOT's going to look at. And with this entrance here existing, you know, it's going to be, they're going to push them, and then you're going to, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge.
Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience here to speak on this project in favor or in opposition to it? Hearing none. Do we have any questions for the applicant at this time or more discussion?
So the residents there, that it's not part of his property, correct?
I don't know why that's not popping up. Here, let me take it off and back on.
So is that Tinker subdivision, is it platted out in lots or?
It's not. This is it. It's lot one, and then this was over the 10-acre minimum to be platted. So they just left it as a part, you know, an unnamed parcel in it. So, yeah, it was done previously. I don't know how many owners back. But yeah, that's not his right there. So if you hit on the lot number again.
Who is the owner of that lot number one there, Cody?
Michael and Christy...
Rorick?
Rorick.
Well, have you had any contact with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
They were fine?
Yeah.
So they're aware of your intentions?
As far as my conversation with him, he asked me what my plans were. I told him what it was, and then he never responded. But I told him he knew about the meetings and stuff like that, so he didn't really give me any persuasion.
Gotcha. Do you have any other comments, Cody?
I do.
Is there any discussion amongst the commission before we close the public hearing?
I would bring, I guess I do,
okay.
More of a, just a thought. Just, you know, think of our neighborhood, you know, compatibility. That's, that is something we need to think about.
And R1 would fit there. I mean, there's R1 across the street. That would be probably the more reasonable process, but obviously you're not allowed fourplexes in an R1. Any other questions for Cody or the applicant, gentlemen? Okay. Hearing none. Anything else from you, sir, before I close the public hearing? Okay. At this time, I will close the public hearing and ask for a vote of the commission to whether they approve or deny the order presented for Bo and Ashton DeAger.
Okay. I didn't know this. I knew the property, I didn't know he owned it.
Gotcha. Any discussion from you, Mr. Keyes? Questions?
No.
I'm confident that John and Cody will oversight this and see that we meet all the regulations and requirements for the sewer. After discussion this morning, it'll all be followed up on. No neighbor has presented any issues with it that it would encounter there off of the Tinker subdivision. It will be contingent upon entryways from MoDOT, not our decision. Do I think there is a need for more affordable little housing? Yes. I would move to approve order number 1021-2025-01 for Bo and Ashton DeAger, rezoning it from A1 to R3 multifamily residential district.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
And one abstention. Motion carries. All right, that will conclude that order number for this morning. So on this next one, guys, I think just to kind of stay true with what I've done in the past, I will probably step out on this one.
Okay.
Just because it is adjoining to the property and has a line there.
Okay.
So at this time, I would ask, Madam Clerk, would you please swear in a temporary presiding for this public hearing?
Yes, sir.
Who's turning
it? It'd be you.
Commissioner Williams, will you please rise? Raise your right hand. I'll say aye. You state your name. Aye.
Brandon Williams.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and that I will faithfully demean myself in the office of temporary presiding commissioner.
I will.
All right. Thank you all. I'll be back.
A long time since I've had to do this.
Okay.
Go for it.
Order number 10-21-2025-02. This is a rezone from NR1 to R1. It's a little more complicated than that. It's a swap of land. We'll get into it. Owner, Bee Creek Poolsides Retreat, LLC, and Bee Creek Estates, LLC, is the property at the south end of this. Subject property is located at 1394 and 1364 Bee Creek Road, Branson, Missouri, Branson Township, Section 21, Township 23, Range 21. Okay, whereas on October 14th, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning district map H-17 and H-18 Branson Township to rezone two parcels, all of Lot 1 to R-1 Single Family Residential District and all of Lot 2 to NR-1 Single Family Nightly Rental District requested by Poolside. All right, so with that, let me kind of try to explain in pictures a little bit. Okay, so here we got Highway 65 and then the Bee Creek exit coming out of Branson there. So we just follow it all the way up, almost to like Crawford's Automotive, not quite. There's our subject property. This is Poolside. A little closer. So we got Poolside, and you guys, I think, have seen this property come through, so you kind of know where we're at. They're the, this is the A of this part, and this will be the B. So it's going to be a swap of a little bit of property here because of the driveway issue, and they're giving it back here. So it's a nil sum on actual land, change of land size. So the red line is where it presently is, and they're going to try to curb it down. I think this should be, it'll end up down a little bit more to get Poolside full access up that drive, and then at the back they're giving up this land to kind of make an even swap of property. So just kind of a moving of property lines, an amendment to the subdivision. So this is what I got from the surveyor, and you can actually get a better idea. It kicks out over here and grabs that whole driveway entrance. This is the part that is right now owned by Bee Creek Estates to the south and is R1. This will become the NR1 property, and then the back side will do just the opposite. They'll switch it and give it to the other person, and the zoning will change to that use. This is ready to be recorded if this is approved. I've approved the plat, but it has not been signed. I won't sign it till you guys are okay with this. All right, so with that, I'll turn it over back over to you, Brandon, and let you bring up the applicant, unless you got questions for me.
So essentially, they're swapping that for that?
Yeah, they're just swapping these two pieces of land.
So they can clean up where the actual driveway is?
Yeah, and I can actually give you another picture of it right here. So if you see, this comes out over in the middle of the driveway, and they're just going to... Yeah. Just take this little piece and bring it here, and then give him a little sliver up here, kind of a swap of land.
And you're using Beacon, so we all know Beacon's not accurate anyways when it comes to property line. Do you have anything for Beacon?
I do not.
Go ahead and open up for the public hearing. Did you want to speak on this?
Yeah. My name is Randy Rainier. I own the home there. When we bought that home 14 years ago, Mr. Cook owned that 10 acres. When we bought it, the realtor, Mr. Cook, if you look at that, there's a big tree right between about the house and the road down there below the line. Come down farther to the road. There, that one. Mr. Cook had said, and so did the realtor, that the property line was right down that tree. So not a big deal. Well, when he passed away and the family sold the 10 acres, Mr. Cope bought the 10 acres when it surveyed. Come to find out, it rides right down the middle of that drive, my driveway. Now, Mr. Cope is turning around and putting a fence all the way down there, which, if he does what he says he's going to do, is good. But I can't get my RV in and out of there. I've got a shop down below. I can't get a camper. I can't turn anything around. I would have to stop on Bee Creek and back everything down the hill. So I talked to Mr. Cope, and he agreed that he would do that. All we're doing is moving that property line off my driveway so I can get vehicles in and out of there is all we're really doing. And we